You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you've ever wondered, how do you become a millionaire? Well, good news. They did a poll of 10,000 people that were worth at least $1 million in wealth.
Okay.
And they found the top ways to achieve it are investing in a 401k and buying a house.
You know, it's funny because I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, I have a good amount of money in my 401k, but it's not a lot of money compared to some people, obviously. But I don't know how it works, really. What am I doing with it? Like, I just went over and looked through the different performance of the things and lined it up again. And, you know, I like the returns that I'm getting, but I don't even know how it works when it's over.
I'm one of those people that I also don't understand. Like,
right.
I know my husband is a finance guy, so, like, he gets it, so I hope that he'll figure it out.
Because right.
The other day he was looking at it and he's like, "This doesn't make any sense. The company match and this and that." He's like, "I'm gonna take some of this and put it in a Roth IRA, Roth." And I was like, "What?
Yeah.
Like, what words are you saying that make no sense to me?
Right.
You know?
Just tell me where to sign, basically.
No idea.
But
no
like,
clue.
I mean, here's the thing: like, I don't have a Paul.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing with
you're
this.
You're out of luck. Yeah.
They just at the end of the day, they're like, "Well, you get to keep it. You don't get to keep it. It's a coin flip at the end." I don't know how it works.
But traditionally, the easiest way to become a millionaire, and I use the word easiest very loosely, you know what I mean,
right,
is by buying real estate. And it's like the old school thing where, like, if you could buy your home and you sell it off, and your home continues to get value over the years,
which
traditionally, it will, even if with the ups and downs of the market.
Sure. I mean, if you wait long enough, basically.
Right. That's how you become a millionaire.
Okay.
And they found the top three jobs with the most millionaires, and it's certainly not what you would expect. Who do you think are the most millionaires?
Well, I got to think surgeons are up there.
No.
I think
surgeons came in sixth. And the reason why doctors and surgeons didn't come in is that historically they have found that doctors are not great at managing their own money.
Mm.
And I can understand that, because if you work such a stressful job, constantly in demand, and you're constantly being pulled in every direction, right? Like, you're kind of like, I work hard. Yep, we're going to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
I deserve whatever I deserve.
Yeah, like
right.
That made a lot of sense to
sure.
me.
Sure. And there's also the feeling of, well, there's more coming behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, so we tend to spend to what we have coming in. Right.
Yep. The top spot for millionaires, one, engineer, which makes a lot of sense.
Well, they're very structured in all things they do.
It's so funny. Whenever somebody tells me they're an engineer, I get quiet because I don't really know what that means.
My friend is an engineer. He was a millionaire before he became an engineer. He became an engineer later in life.
What does an engineer do? Like, does he build Lego houses with real bricks?
Well, he works... No, he works in aeronautics. So,
oh. so he
stuff that flies
spaceships,
right?
With
stuff
real
that flies.
Bricks or whatever they use on spaceships.
Not Legos, no.
Number two, accountant, which
okay.
I guess makes sense because that's their job.
Total
to
sense.
Out money. Yeah.
My accountant is a millionaire.
The third most amount of millionaires. Guess what the profession is?
I have no idea.
Teacher.
Wow.
Teachers. Because if you stay and you're tenured long enough and you like all the benefits that go along with it, that's where you become a millionaire. And to me, that was shocking because I was a teacher and I left to become in radio. And now I'm wondering if I've made the right life decisions.
Of course not.
Oh, yeah.
I could have answered that for you ages ago.
It's actually one of my nightmares coming true, but it's happening to a famous actress.
A nightmare? What happened?
Well, it's Scarlett Johansson. So here's the backstory. ChatGPT approached her a while back, like almost a year ago, and they wanted to use her voice as the voice of OpenAI's voice assistant.
Okay.
And she says that they told her that they felt that by using her voice, it would kind of bridge the gap between tech companies and creatives to make consumers feel more comfortable with AI.
Did you see the movie Her?
I didn't see the movie Her, but I know she voices the robot in it.
I mean, so here's the thing. I mean, it's honestly one of her most intimate roles, and she's never in the film.
It's just
all her
voice. Yep.
It's an amazing job. So I can understand what the appeal would be for that for the company, because it does seem like a human.
But she said no. She said for personal reasons, she didn't want them to use her voice and that she did not agree to do it.
Well, you know, the end of the world and everything. You don't want to be the voice of the Terminator.
So, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, 2 months ago, they approach her again. She once again, like, doesn't make a connection. She says no.
Yeah.
So now ChatGPT, OpenAI, releases their voice assistant. And guess what? It sounds just like her.
Oh, the robots, man. You can't tell them what to do.
Okay, so this is the voice that they hired to be the chat. And I should let you know, they've taken all of this down because there's a lawsuit.
Okay. Right.
This is OpenAI, the random person.
Hey there. It's going great.
Okay. This is Scarlett Johansson in Her.
Hello, I'm here.
It's close.
Okay.
It's very, very close.
Let's do it again. OpenAI.
I see you're rocking an OpenAI hoodie.
Okay, now here's Scarlett Johansson and Her.
So how'd you know about her crooked little tooth?
Interesting.
I mean, listen, voices can be... We do this every day, right? And we've been doing this a very long time. And we hear voices on the phone and in the speakers and in our headphones every day. And I think we're very, very good at identifying voices. That being said, some people sound like each other. So legally... I don't know where this goes.
Well, this is, so, you know, behind the scenes for radio, this is a big deal because what stops someone from taking my voice and all of a sudden they use manipulation and I'm endorsing God knows what?
Yeah.
You know, like that seems to be an issue, or they can just take me and put me wherever.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't know.
Right. They could just use your voice to create shows all over the place and not compensate you for that. That is the biggest issue as I think faces, you know, most people.
And the scarier part about that is like, what if they take a normal person's voice and then they start calling your spouse and they start manipulating your voice, saying things are in dire distress or bad things are happening? Like, there's no real end to what can happen here.
They're already saying that that's happening.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, you know, when that becomes more readily available, it creates very dangerous situations. Well, they've used this to manipulate elections in other countries already. It's pretty wild.
Long story short, I'm scared. I'm scared. Scared. You know what else I'm scared about?
What's that?
J-Lo.
Oh, come on.
And Ben Affleck getting a divorce.
You know, I honestly can't believe it. You know, we mentioned it to each other yesterday here in passing. Like, I just honestly can't believe this is a real thing. Well, after all they've done.
I thought it was pretend, like, because, you know, there's, you know, news outlets. Like,
yeah,
the board,
of course.
Whatever.
They got to write something.
But then what I've realized from all these years is that when there's smoke, there's fire. So the fact that they're saying that she's hiring a crisis PR team and he's moved out and he's already looking for different places to live and he hasn't lived in the same house as her as 2 months. And now all these events are coming up and he's not there. Like, I guess.
You got married 2 years ago. You bought a house that's larger than the White House in Beverly Hills last year. Why are you living anywhere else but with your wife?
Well,
it's weird, man.
The rumor is that he said that it's temporary insanity that he thought that they would be able to have this life together. But they were together for like the kids' plays last week at the school. So I don't know.
Stop moping, Ben.
Do interventions work? They just did all these studies on it. Like if you actually approach your family members and do the thing where they walk into a room and there's like seven of them sitting in a circle and they want to talk to you about the problem that you're having. And it found two different studies. One found that it works 30% of the time.
Yeah, which is not a very good high percentage.
Not
right?
at all. I mean,
that's a gamble.
Another one said it works 90% of the time. I'm like, this seems like somebody should reinvest their money in something else.
Did you ever watch that show back in the day, right? Intervention, right?
Yes.
It was like an addiction show. And for a while, it was a huge deal. Like everybody was watching that show. But, you know, it's just like anything else. Like the person that walks into that room's got to be receptive. If not, they're flipping over coffee tables, cocktail tables. Like, it's wild, man.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I thought it would only make sense for us to have an intervention with each other.
Which is why I'm playing this calming music. So everybody just try and take a deep breath.
Oh, that's nice.
If we could approach one other person on the show and try to have an intervention about something that they do, this is the time to bring it out. We all have to be receptive of what that is.
Are you saying this is a safe space?
This is a safe. Oh, it's 100% a safe space.
We're in the circle of trust.
Yes. You believe that?
Depending on what I hear, I might flip a table.
Who's going to go first, right?
All right, John, since you seem so receptive to this, why don't you go first?
Oh, no. Hey, Raven.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm great.
It's okay. Pick up your head. You can look at me.
Yeah, all right.
This is a safe place.
It's time for an intervention.
The singing.
That's not nice, John.
I just wanted to talk to you for a moment about the singing. I thought that this could be a constructive time, a way to use our time. Listen, I think that it's great that you sing. The loudness and the pitch, really, the pitch that you sing at. I mean, you're speak a word for me real quick. Speak one word.
Oh, I'll speak a word for
okay,
you, John.
Okay, see, there you go. You have a deep voice. Yeah. Have a deep voice.
Okay.
You don't need to screech every time you sing. You could sing in a nice deep voice.
I'm going to guess by Raven's reaction right now that you're going to be the 30% that's not receptive to
this. I hope everybody's isn't involving me. But okay. All right, John, I'm going to take what you said and I'm going to try and take it into account.
But singing comes
from my heart, so I don't know if I can stop it.
Raven, why don't you go next? It makes you feel better.
All right. Well, I kind of wrote a list.
And that's not what we talked about.
All right. Nope. I'll just pick one then.
Pick one, please.
Sean, it's time for an intervention, and I'm sad to say it involves your cleavage. Your cleavage is always out. This is a professional... Works.
Guys,
it's out right now.
He's wearing a flannel shirt, but he's also wearing a sleeveless
wearing a
underneath. And it's like our studio, mixers are. When I look over at Sean, he's lower than me by about 6 inches. I look right down his cleavage.
Ironically, Sean, mine is the exact same thing.
Oh my god!
So this just sounds like an HR problem.
I would never go to HR over your cleavage. I'm trying to give you,
there's a lot out. There's a lot out all the time. This is a
what about
workplace.
Body tape? How do you feel about that?
Okay,
it's turning gray
all right.
too.
Sean, okay, let's. We're not picking on him.
No,
we're just saying.
All right,
it was a simple observation.
You know what? Now it's Sean's time.
Sean, now it's your
all right,
turn.
It's time, Anna.
Yes,
I need you to stop deep diving into Taylor Swift so much.
Oh,
I love and respect the fact that you love T Swift, but she's like Voldemort. The more you speak her name, the stronger she gets. You need to stop. You need to take a step back.
Guys, lately it's the only thing that brings me joy.
I know you feel that way.
Yeah.
I know you feel that way.
There was something she was talking about the other day, and it like, I mean, I almost fell off the chair, and I was trying to be there for it.
We all are, but none of us know what you're talking about.
Yeah, now it's too deep. It's like the Da Vinci Code.
Oh my gosh.
You made that movie, and nobody knew what happened there.
I wanted to talk about the new Black Dog song today, but I guess I'll hold back on that.
Better.
Okay. Is there anything worse than when your car gets towed?
Mm.
Oh, it's the worst, right?
Yeah, because the thing is definitely, at least even the first time, you have no idea what happened.
Well,
that's the biggest thing for me.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you, Raven?
Well, the first time that I got towed, actually, I had a brand new car. I was out of my normal area. I was in Boston, as a matter of fact. And I was going to visit a girl at Northwestern. Not my girlfriend. A bunch of us going up there. I had the new car. I was like, yeah, I'll drive, feeling like, top of the world, that type of thing. I literally had it like 2 weeks. I take it into the city. Parking, as you would imagine, is challenging, certainly in an area where it used to be like, carriage streets or whatever, right? So here's the thing about a city. If you don't know, if you pull in and you're like, oh my gosh, look at this parking space. It's right here waiting for me. Like, I thought it would be so much more difficult. That's because it's not a real parking space.
If it seems too good to be true, it always is.
100% in the city. So I wake up the next day after hanging out at this, dorm throughout the evening or whatever, wake up the next day and the car is gone. And of course, immediately I am terrified. I think the car has been stolen.
Right.
I just had the new stereo put in. It had ramps. Oh, it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Call the police in a panic. Police tell me they put me on hold for like 5 to 10 minutes. They come back on and they're like, yeah, your car's here. It got towed, blah, blah, blah. And it cost me like $300 to go get the thing out. And of course, you pull into these tow lots and it's like cars on top of each other separated by 2 inches. You think it's like, it's like The Hangover where it's all going to come out all beat up.
Yeah. I had a very different situation when my car got towed because you had no idea what happened. I knew exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah.
We were driving and all of a sudden we had left for vacation, our road trip.
Yeah.
So the car, my Jeep, was completely packed with stuff. We were going to a beach vacation.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden...
Whole family
in the car. Everybody's excited. We're finally on the road. And about an hour in, it's like...
That the technical sound?
That's what it sounded like. Right, hold on. Let me do it again for you.
Is that supposed to be the gearbox? What exactly
so
is that?
So my husband pulls over and the car just dies.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're like, well, now what do we do? And... all of a sudden, of course, my kid goes from the back seat. I have to go potty.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're waiting for AAA to tow us because we need AAA to tow us back home. Back home, which is the worst when you just left for vacation an hour ago.
Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Get towed to a dealership. They're not going to give you a car instantly. Right. So you got to load your stuff up somewhere else.
What seemed like a big medical building. And I was like, well, let's just go in here, honey. We'll go in here. I left Paul with the car. And
you can
we
use
went
the bathroom.
We go there. So we walk in, and I was like, this is an interesting building. Mm-hmm. And I get in the elevator, and for some reason, I go to the third floor. We were in a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't understand how I was so easily able to get in.
And walk right in the place.
And we walked up to the third floor, and it was the pediatric floor, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And I walked down, and I was like...
That's really sad.
No, it was really sad.
Yeah.
But I was also like, how did I just walk into this hospital? Like, it was absolutely nothing. And then I turned around, and we walked out. She went to the bathroom, and everything was fine.
Yeah, on the lawn? Where did she... I mean, you can't get out of there quick enough at that point. That is scary.
We used the bathroom. We asked the security guard would be an appropriate place for her to go to the bathroom. And we were able to do just that.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day. And it's the worst because then you had to drive home. And then we had to switch cars, reload the other car, and then leave again.
And you're so mad because now you're like 12 hours later. Yeah. Everybody's exhausted.
We were supposed to meet friends there for a birthday dinner. We missed it. But that's okay. Whether it's like surprising, like you parked in the wrong place or like you had an accident, like getting your car towed is one of the worst things that can happen, right?
Second time I had my car towed, I was going to visit a girl on Valentine's Day, also at an out-of-state college, and I got pulled over because I had a brand new vehicle, tinted windows, and they couldn't see my registration, and they towed my vehicle. And it was a long weekend on top of it. Oh, so the office wasn't even open the next day because this was like rural area.
Listen to this text message. You can text too or call 1-800-330-9999. This story is unbelievable. My daughter parked her car in the ER parking lot at a hospital. She was admitted for a week before she came out. Her car was gone. It was towed away because somebody totaled it due to a medical emergency.
Oh, they pulled in there. They're like, crashed it. I need assistance.
They wrote, the person drove through the gate, smashed into her car and five others, and nobody told her car was gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine you finally get discharged from the hospital and you go outside and you're like, guys, guys. Oh, Jennifer, when did your car get towed?
Well, it happened in 2019. I was working in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I was a director at a daycare, and I, you know how like a hit or miss with parking.
Mm-hmm.
So I parked, and when I got out of work, I was like, oh no, what happened to my car? So I ran right in. I was like hysterical. I didn't know what to do because it was like the first time this ever happened to me. And she said, let me check the system. She had to go to some website to figure out if my car was towed or something.
That's one thing in the cities. They got that system. It's right there. It's updated instantly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She looked it up and she said, yeah, it was towed. And I had to take a taxi. Place was dark and docks over there. And yeah, and I had to pay $125 to get my car out.
You know, the indicator is so when you came out and you ran out to where your car was there a car in that space now?
Yes.
Oh, see that.
Yes.
How come they get to stay?
That's jarring, right? How come they didn't steal their car? Right. That's why I was
freaking out. I was like, oh no, I know my car was here. Why is there another car in my spot?
And when we're at the impound lot, it's like, you know, we're always talking like there's some justification, like we want them to give us half our money back or something like that.
Like
they don't care. They're not the tow truck driver. They're like, that's great. Nice story. Because you're there, you're at the front, you're like, I'm just an innocent person leading a daycare center. And they're like, lady. Nobody cares here.
$125, please, ma'am.
That's right.
I was crying, and she was like, I'm sorry. You have to pay.
No, they see the tears, all that anger. They see it all day long. Jack, what happened that time your car got towed?
Got my car towed, and, you know, it had a funny smell to it anyway, so I just let the people have it.
What? Who towed? Was it repoed or was it towed?
Right. There's a difference.
No, it was towed. It was in a parking space that I didn't need to be parking in, but that smell just had to go.
I mean, who gives up their car for a parking space?
What kind of car was it?
It was a 1964 Brougham Lincoln Continental.
What? Come on!
So hold on. You knew the car was old and smelly, so when they towed it, you were just like, oh, well, there goes that car. What happens? Like, don't you have to claim it? Or what happens if you don't claim your car?
No, they'll keep it. They'll seize
them. Well, you don't have to claim it. They can actually send you a bill for it, but The car ran on foot power anyway, they could just have it. It was time for me to get an upgrade.
Right.
That's so funny. Right. Imagine you're just like, oh, well, there goes my car. Moving on.
I mean, when it's rotted out, right, the floorboard's gone and it doesn't run and all that, and as you said, there's a smell, probably because something's dead in it, then, let them have it, I guess.
Anything worse than when your car gets towed? Whether you get into a crash, it breaks down, or even worse, you just walk outside, you left it somewhere you thought was a safe parking spot, and you're like, hey, guys? Guys?
There was something here.
Where was my car? Where'd my car go? Ugh. When did your car get towed? 1-800-330-9999. Mary?
Well, I had a pretty good accident, and I had to be towed because the car was not drivable, and the car was not drivable on the guy who caused the accident as well. And so we were both shoved into the same tow truck and driven home. So I had to sit next to the guy who caused the accident.
Oh, my gosh. And then you talk about awkward conversation.
Yeah, that's super awkward.
Awkward conversation. He actually asked me out on a date.
No.
Come on.
Did you go?
No.
Yeah. You were like, no thanks, pal. I really loved my car.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Wow. What was that conversation going to be like? No, right. It was a hot no.
Do you think that he was really into you? I mean, I hate to do this, but do you think that he was really into you? Or do you think that he was like, I'm going to make sure that this insurance thing does not happen?
Absolutely not.
Imagine if that was the start to your love story.
He was just trying every angle possible.
Oh, wow. He was really relentless.
Right. It's like a rom-com. Yeah. You know, they got into an accident. They're all mad. And they look into each other's eyes. And they realize that they're really good looking. And then they have to go in the tow truck together. And then they fall in love. Are you sure you didn't marry this guy?
Yes. It's really too bad. It did not end up being a Hallmark movie. Not at all.
In my mind, he looks like Owen Wilson. I don't know why. Very persistent.
No, I just was pretending that it's... sitting there pretending I didn't speak English.
That's a good rule for all the women out there. When in doubt, just pretend you don't speak English.
No habla, right.
When in doubt, no.
Erica, your car got towed? What happened?
Yeah, I got like 15 parking tickets. So they impounded my car and I had to pay like $1,200 to get it out.
Wow. Ooh.
I almost left it there, but they said I was going to have to pay the bill anyway, so... I went back for it.
$1,200 in unpaid parking tickets. That's a lot.
Is there anything worse than all of a sudden, because you don't know the day before. I mean, chances are like, you know, you've got some parking tickets, but you don't know where they're at. You don't know how bad it is. And then the car is gone. And then obviously like you have a life that has to commence. You got to get to work. You got to do the things that you got to do every day. And then you find out like to get it back, just to get back what you had yesterday is going to cost you $1,200. Plus any other fees or whatever. I had that happen one time. I went to go register a vehicle. And, of course, you know, you're moving all these parts around. So I got rid of my old vehicle. So I'm thinking I'm going to register today. I'm all set. All this stuff. No, I had unpaid taxes from a motorcycle that I hadn't owned for 18 years. I had already sold that motorcycle. But I didn't have the plate. I didn't have any proof at that point. So I had to pay the taxes to get it current. $1,800.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Like on a Wednesday. A regular day.
And you never knew.
Never knew.
Did you know, Erica, that you had all these outstanding parking tickets? Because I would always think, like, they don't know. Parking tickets, like, nobody's paying attention.
I mean, you got to know that you had a couple, right?
I knew I had a couple. I didn't think they were just going to take my whole car.
Right.
Yeah, see,
right.
That's what I would think. I would think the exact same thing. Like, what are they going to do? Take my car?
Yep.
Miguel, your car got towed. What happened?
My car got towed because they said I was illegally parked, but they thought they were going to stop me. That's fine. All I did was just lay in the street in front of the tow truck.
Well, I mean, come on. And they went for that?
I mean, unless they wanted to go to jail for manslaughter, I mean, I don't understand any way around it.
I mean, how long ago is this? Because I feel like nowadays the tow truck driver just calls the police. Right.
Right.
They wait you out, you know?
Oh, no, this probably about a year and a half ago downtown Atlanta. Trust me, it's a whole other world down there.
You know what? I believe you, actually. I've been to downtown Atlanta.
There we go.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
Ready to hear the most annoying sound in the whole world? Imagine that somebody that calls themselves one of your best friends.
Yeah.
Rita, I'm talking to you. Hasn't seen your 5-year-old daughter in a while because she lives across the country. So she surprises her by sending her a gift. And I open the Amazon box and I'm like, what the heck is this? She sent my 5-year-old a tiger gun that makes this noise.
It's a tiger laser.
It's a tiger laser gun.
Yes.
First of all, I wasn't aware that tigers made noise like this, yeah, or they came in the shape of guns.
Nope, wasn't aware of that either.
I mean, there's nothing more annoying, and all she does is constantly use it to the point where I'm like, I'm taking this to work and pretend like I don't know what happened because I need it out of my house. Because on Saturday morning, I was dead asleep, and all of a sudden, I feel a tiger plastic in my cheek.
Yeah.
And felt...
Right.
That's just how I wanted to wake up.
That's the thing about, you know, toys like that. It's like, you know, every time, like, because when they first pull it out, obviously they're going to make a lot of noise with it. They're going to play with it for a while, right? And then it goes on throughout the evening and you're like, oh my gosh, this is never going to end. And then you're in a sleep and you're jarred awake by that too. It just pops up in the weirdest places. Let me just ask, what else did it come with? Just that? I mean, what was the inclination to purchase that?
Rita has a sixth sense of humor. Much like mine.
Yeah.
So she knew exactly what she was doing and entertaining herself. I hope you're entertained. I hope you're entertained. And now this, every time she asks where it goes, I don't know, Mama. I have no idea. Where did you leave it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll help you look for it.
Anna stole it.
Yeah, no. I'm going to help you look for it. And you're never going to find it again. What's that toy or the gift that somebody gave you or your child and you just are like, what were they thinking? 1-800-330-9999. Katie.
My father got my son this garbage truck toy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no off button.
Oh, nice. That's a special kind of torture, the ones that have no off button.
It makes the most loud, obnoxious, screeching sound.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to hide this thing. Because my son is very good at, like, figuring out where the buttons for everything are.
Yeah.
And there's no way to turn it off.
Yeah, I had a fire truck like that. It was crazy.
I have this. Unfortunately, this also doesn't have an off button. It's awful.
The funny thing that you can't see over the phone here is that not only does it make all that noise, but it actually lights up in all these, like, fiber optic colors. It's like a slot machine that doesn't pay you.
A tiger slot machine.
Yeah, it's like a tiger. Oh, they have those. Yeah. They have those.
Cheryl, what's the most annoying toy or gift that somebody is giving your child? And is it worse than this?
Okay, it's not what they've given me. It's I always give a one-year-old a xylophone for them to pound on.
Oh. Well, I mean, the xylophone, it's important to encourage the arts.
I mean, the xylophone is not so fast.
Right.
It's like ding, 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 ding.
I know, but when it goes and goes and goes and goes.
It's not as annoying as yours, though. Yeah. It's not as annoying as that one. Yeah. The worst.
Yeah, definitely not. It's the most annoying sound of the whole world, right?
Oh, it's been rough today, and you just keep doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, my girlfriend Rita sent my five-year-old this toy. And I think she did it because she knew it would drive me absolutely crazy. It is a tiger gun, and the tiger, out of his mouth, shoots lasers and makes this noise.
It's awesome if you're into Flash Gordon. It doesn't make much sense today.
No off button, just constantly going.
It's ready at any time.
What's the worst gift that a family member or friend has ever gotten for your child? 1-800-330-9999. Teresa.
Tiny Timmy. It was a little bear that had a xylophone that you pulled, and it made ding, 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 ding noises.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids would run around the kitchen for hours with this thing. Ding, 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 all morning long.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. What was the noise it made?
Ding, 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 over and over and over again.
I mean, that doesn't sound like any song that I recognize. It gets annoying.
Imagine if we made like a collab of the two. Of it, ding, 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 ding.
A crossover.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Sean. What's the worst thing to give to a kid?
I don't know the correct name for them, but there's these little toy cars that they're like not remote control, but you just use the voice activate, like vroom, vroom. And if you ever stepped on those without your knowledge that they were there, I'm talking about real pain. So I would stay away from those toy cars because, man, that impression on your foot is everlasting. Trust me.
What do you think about tigers that have been made into guns for
laser
no
guns.
Reason
yeah.
with lasers that go like this?
I mean, it doesn't even sound like tigers.
No.
Yeah, see, so that laser gun, that noise, you know, with our climate today, I'm not a fan of it right now. I don't want to give these kids, they already have an
imagination. Keep everybody calm.
I never thought that tigers shot out of their mouth.
You know what? They shouldn't. You're right. Tigers mm-hmm. should be more peace-loving.
Yep.
And he's right.
Hannah, how about you? What's a gift that you should never give a kid?
So I don't think we should continue to give kids those, like, surprise secret items, you know, like in the eggs, or like put it in water and see what it is, or you're buying something and you don't know what's inside of it. There's all these new ones now, and I get the appeal, but there's just a bunch of junk in your house, because what if they don't like the one that they get, and then they're like, oh, I want another one, and then you just have all this crap in your house.
I have a real problem with this because it's so popular and so many things are like the mystery surprise. You don't know what you get in it.
Right.
And this past Easter, I broke a sweat. My daughter and my nieces are small. They're all around the same age. My daughter is 5. My niece is 5. And then her little sister, my other niece, is 2.5. So they each got the LOL eggs, but I bought 3 of them. And then I didn't realize till Easter morning, as I'm giving it to them, I go, they're going to open them all together. And then they're going to get upset because one of them got something that the other one wanted and they don't like their color and this and this and that and that. And then it's going to have to be like, I had to give the whole speech. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah.
Whatever you end up with, it's still fun. It's like a recipe for disaster when you're dealing with children that young.
I had a similar situation where I bought, they were like, they're called the minis or something. I don't know what they are, but they had them. They have them in all sorts of different types of things.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's like in an egg. Well, what happened was is one of them got opened up and it was valuable. So like they've got all these various ones out there and some are worth more than others, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So they opened them up and one was like, I don't know, $30. I wanted it back. But you can't do that once it's out there in the universe.
I mean, I wasn't worried about me having to take it back because I wanted the stuffed
animal. Oh, no. I was like, wait a minute. I could sell that for how much?
Once you get an organ transplant, it can save your life. Could it also change your personality? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what? That's a real thing?
This is a crazy story. You know, I love to read medical literature, and this one popped across my desk. There was a recent study at the University of Colorado. It had over 50 participants. 23 people received heart transplants. The rest received different organs. And they completed an online survey sort of detailing their experiences after the transplant surgery. And almost 90%, that's 9 in 10 of all of the transplant recipients, reported post-op personality changes regardless of the organ that they received. Wild.
This is like one of my favorite novels from Stephen King right here, Anna, where all of a sudden you've got a serial killer hand or something like that.
It's really freaky. So here are some of the examples with the study. So one transplant recipient developed a deep love for music after receiving the heart of a young musician.
Wow.
She could never play any instrument before and never really gravitated towards classical music at all. But after the transplant, she began to love music, and she said she felt it in her heart. Other people reported changes in emotions, changes in food preferences, changes in spirituality, different memories. And what is wild about this, there was a 2013 University of Michigan study that found the recipient can take on some of the donor's characteristics. And even though there isn't much scientific evidence, it's hard to explain what this is.
Mm.
The researchers suggest that every cell in the body contains memory, that all living cells have memory. So even if the nerves and the different vessels are cut off, when it gets reimplanted, the memories that are contained within the organ can actually have an effect on the recipient.
Anna, I want to give you a couple of great examples right now. Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm kind of terrified.
If this thing is wide open, imagine if I could get my hands. Well, maybe the hands isn't the right way to say it. Imagine if I could get my feet on one of like Obama or Ryan Seacrest's pinky toes or something like that. Imagine what that would do for the show. I just
great.
Get their toe.
You'd be so much better.
Nobody knows.
Okay.
I've got so much more talent. I'm intelligent. I'm eloquent. I'm all those things. Imagine if I could get Lady Gaga's pinky. I could dance like the wind.
Imagine you get Lady Gaga's pinky and all of a sudden you know how to play the piano.
Oh!
It'd be amazing.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. I immediately thought Simone Biles for some reason. All of a sudden, I was a gymnast.
You want to do flips?
Like, yeah. I was like, well, if I could have her knees.
Right. Good. I mean, let's just get into this organ transplant thing. You know, the main thing to do when science comes across a theory like this there, Jenna, I'm sure you know, is conduct many, many terrible experiments on people against their will.
So I was thinking about it. Like, I'm a donor, so I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
but
me too.
So if somebody gets my organs, do they get all my other problems and all my, like, the issues and concerns that I have, too?
I'm glad you went that way and not powers.
Right, superpowers. No, it's very, very interesting. It shows us how much of our personality and many of our traits are contained in our DNA, and it sort of lends itself to like a horror movie where people are kidnapped against mm-hmm. their will and then their organs are harvested. Seriously, oh, yeah. I mean, such an interesting idea. And even though science is yet to catch up, it's very, very interesting to see what is actually in our DNA and how that impacts our personality.
Well, here's the thing. If you want celiac, you want to be OCD and have a lot of anxiety, I'm your girl.
Well, all this sounds like an X-Men comic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna. There have been so many emails coming in about this.
Mm.
And Raven, can you please explain why Boss Keith is here and what's going on?
So here's the thing, right? So Jeopardy's Masters Tournament, this is the primetime Jeopardy that's been going on right now. They ran a promo the other night with a new spinoff show that they're going to be doing, Jeopardy Pop Culture. Big prizes, lots of money. So I'm telling you, this promo ran at the end of the primetime show. It's probably like 8:56. By 8:58, I had two or three emails in my inbox from listeners that were like, you need to do this. Can't beat Raven. You're like, you're built for this. Let's do this. So Boss Keith is here because we got to put together a squad. You have to have a team of three players. I've been looking into it. And I need Anna and I need you, Keith, because you're going to be the movie guy. Anna is our hook. Anna is our nice
hot chick. They need a hot chick to make up the team. And they were like, yep, that middle-aged blonde lady, that mom, she's the one that's going to get them all in with her winning personality and sense of humor. That's what you were thinking,
she's
Raven.
She's loving saying this.
Yeah. It doesn't say that in here.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Doesn't say you need a mom.
Says hot chick.
We need her for memes and social media and stuff like that. And Keith, I figure you're the secret weapon. You are the movie guy.
Right. That's what you're good for, Anna. Memes.
Memes. That's it.
The category's memes. We're like, oh, we're set.
Yeah.
And also to lessen the strain of listening to the two of us right here.
I mean, you guys are the loudest people in the universe.
I mean, I would think that there's going to be some sort of video element also to the audition. So we're going to need you for that, too, because I don't know how to work that stuff.
So on their website, they go over what some of the categories might be. So let's see how well we could do in each of these categories.
Okay, right.
So alternative rock, I think I'm a 10 out of 10. I think I get every question right.
Yeah, okay. You've been programming rock radio for 20, 30 years.
If you don't,
then I should go home.
It's embarrassing. They may disqualify you.
Yeah. Right.
The Avengers.
I don't know anything about the Avengers.
I mean, I've watched the movies. I've gone through them. I don't live them. I don't have any of the suits or anything like that, but I can brush up.
If you could wear the suit in the video, that might help us.
Is that the one where Chris Pratt is a raccoon?
No, Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, but
technically they are Avengers. So yes, it is. See, this is where it gets a little bit confusing.
That's where I'll just smile and twirl my hair.
Yeah, you do that.
The hot girl.
Yeah. Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
I could do Broadway.
Broadway, okay.
Yep, I got it.
MMA is an issue for me. I know nothing.
Well, I mean, I know certain years of it, right? So I know certain fighters, right?
So if the category is like 1998 MMA, we're good?
Yeah, that to a little bit more
Dana
recently,
White.
Right?
Dana White?
Yes,
you got
still
that.
Dana
so,
White.
So that's great. So I know 2 out of 10. Yeah. Oh, and the girl, Ronda Rousey.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's not in it anymore. Oh. She just wrote a book, but okay.
She knows a lot.
He knows.
You know stuff. You've got an 8. I think I'm giving you an 8 out of 10.
Okay, you don't know who knocked her out, right? Holly Holmes, okay. First.
All right.
Okay,
no, right. You're
good.
Yeah,
we're fine.
I know some of these things. Yeah.
Gen Z.
I mean, I have a daughter who's Gen Z. So do you, Keith?
Right. I think we'll be all right. We'll have to speak the lingo and the fashion. What do we know about the fashion? Oversized sweatshirt.
And their socks are higher than ours.
If you don't know the category, you just don't buzz in that one.
You can wear sandals with socks.
Yeah,
it's cool now.
It's a whole new world. Yeah.
If that's a question.
If that's a question, we got it.
Is sandals with socks okay? What is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. And Zendaya. Zendaya.
Sorry. Oh, gosh. No.
Yeah, you're going to have to work on that one a little bit more. I haven't seen Challengers, but I mean, I know her other stuff.
Give me one other thing.
I mean, she dates that Timothy Shyamalan guy.
Does she?
Is that true?
I thought it was Tom Holland
dated. Oh, wait. Look. Now we got problems.
No, hold on.
Don't buzz it.
It is Tom Holland.
It's Tom Holland.
Oh, gosh.
And Tom Holland was just on the UK's list of top 10 hottest guys. And I don't know what's going on over there, but the number one guy I'd never heard of, and he's not attractive at all. He must have a lot of money.
And Tom Holland in Avenger. He's Spider-Man.
Oh.
See, it all comes together.
Guys, we could do this.
I think we are going to win.
Fill out the form.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Sean and Dana. Dana, what's going on?
All right, so Sean wants to invite his ex's parents
to our wedding.
Why?
He says that he's close to them. He doesn't want to invite the ex, but like he fostered a really good friendship with their parents. And I'm like, no, I don't understand why he would want to invite them.
Sean, why?
And this has nothing to really do with my ex. I mean, I was practically raised by them. I actually even lived with them for a little bit when I was in high school. They really are family. And, you know, I'm not inviting my ex at all. You know, I feel like it would be really awkward for them not to be at the wedding. I understand that this is not a normal situation, but there's nothing malicious. You know, this is an honest thing. I mean, they are part of my family.
Where is your ex in all of this?
No communication.
How long have you guys been broken up?
Oh, we've been broken up for years.
It's tricky only for one reason, right? I mean, first off, you're an adult. You should be able to invite whoever you want to. It's your day. You get as much say as your fiance in this argument. At the same time, Dana's about to be your wife. And if it makes her feel awkward, she shouldn't have somebody there at the wedding. I got to imagine to myself, how does it make the ex feel too? My kid's 24. I have zero relationship with any of his exes. When your kid is dating somebody, you get close with them and give them guidance from time to time. Of course you do. And if they need your help, you do. But once it's over, you have to move on because your child has moved on. And that's why you can't fall in love with the people that your kids go with.
I 100% agree with all that, except that he lived with them in high school.
I mean, I had friends that lived with me. They're not invited to our family functions, I'll tell you right now.
I don't know. Why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because they may agree with you, Dana. Sean, your intentions are good, but they just don't belong at your wedding. And I think they'll understand. But they may see your side, too. If you have such a deep connection with them, what's wrong with extending the invite?
I would think it would be weird if they accepted the invite. You could ask, and right, they might say no. Who knows what the audience thinks? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Sean and Dana are making the guest list for their wedding, and Sean would like to invite his ex's parents. Not his ex, his ex's parents. They were instrumental in his adolescence. He actually lived with them for a while when he was in high school, and he's remained friends with them. But Dana has a big problem with that.
Well, Dana just thinks it's going to be awkward, right? And Dana is the bride, obviously. She says, why would these people need to be here? She's never really met them. She says that he hasn't even talked to them in like the past year or so. So it's just going to be awkward altogether. She thinks that they can be left off the guest list. There's other people that should make the list before them.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sandy, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Because I think, as he said, you know, their family, they raised him. It sounds like he's very close to them. And I'm sure she was aware of this relationship when they started their relationship. Right. So it's not the ex, it's her parents. So it sounds like it's really important to him. And, you know, it's his day as well.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What if your fiance wanted to invite his ex's parents to your wedding? That's exactly what's going on with Sean and Dana. They're making the guest list, and, well, Sean's ex, her parents, he's always been very close with them. He even lived with them when they were in high school. But Dana says, no, it's awkward. I don't want them there.
Dana thinks, listen, we've got 100 people anyways. There's other people that should make the list before your ex's parents. I mean, seriously, I don't need them there.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on his side, and I'll tell you why, just real quick. Is it that I'm not sure if he has introduced his fiance to them, and maybe that was the problem, that she could have at least grown to have a relationship with them too. But he didn't break up with the parents. He broke up with their daughter. She's not in their life anymore. They are, I don't think it's a big deal, but I think that he should at least introduce his fiance to them and at least clear that intelligence.
You know, I mean, I guess that's good if it's important to him, right? I mean, on the other hand, she might be like, I'm not interested.
I would want to. If my husband had a relationship with somebody, no matter what the history is, and they meant a lot to him at one point in his life, why wouldn't you want to meet them if you love your husband? It doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Hey, Denise, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on Sean's side. I can completely relate to the situation that he's in, and it doesn't have anything to do with his ex. If he's fostered a relationship with the parents, then it's a tight one, and they made a big difference in his life at some point, I think that he has every right to invite him to his wedding. It's the most important day of his life.
Lucas, you're on Sean's side. Why?
I would have to say that, like, as you get older, you just get more mature. And just because you want to be, you know, around someone's parents doesn't mean that you want your ex still. It has everything to do with being mature and just realizing that inviting them to the wedding is not a big deal.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sean, our audience agreed with you. If you really feel strongly about inviting them, then invite them. Dana, you have to understand that these people had a big part of his life, and at your wedding day, you want the people that had a big part of your life there.
Oh, I mean, okay. I guess the court has made their decision.
Right.
I'll try to, I'm just still wrapping my brain around it. But yeah, thank you.
Dana, you're going to be so busy that day, you're hardly even going to notice. We tend to think when we're getting ready for something like this that, you know, every one of these things are going to be on our mind. They're not. You're going to be getting pulled in 1,000 directions. You know, more concerning is going to be your dress, that stain, the thing that didn't arrive on time, the person who didn't show up. You're probably not even going to recognize whether or not they're there.
Okay, maybe so. Maybe so.
Sean, that's going to make you feel a little bit better, I'm guessing.
I mean, I am. I mean, I feel kind of validated. It feels good to know that it's like, you know, people understand that I'm out here trying to do something malicious. You know, it really is about family.
They might say no anyways. Make your whole life easier.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,600. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like blind spot intervention come in. Learn more at NHTSA.com/driver tech, paid for by NHTSA. Hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. You ready to play today?
Okay, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Denise.
All right, Denise, here's
thank
how
you.
It works. He's going to walk out of here. That door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in and get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I hope so. Thank you.
Number one, American Idol recently wrapped up its 22nd season. This was which American pop singer's last season judging?
Katy Perry.
Number two, over the past few weeks, hip-hop artists Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been beefing with each other and dropping lots of diss tracks. What popular Canadian high school drama was Drake on in his teen years?
Degrassi High.
Number three, the sequel sitcom to The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, recently aired its last episode on TV. Who played the adult Sheldon in Big Bang Theory?
I know this, darn it. I'm so sorry. I'm drawing a blank.
That's okay. I know it's hard when it's on the spot. Number 4.
No.
McDonald's in the UK has removed the smile from their Happy Meal boxes to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month. What is the name of the McDonald's mascot who wears a black and white striped outfit and a black mask?
The burglar? What's his name? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. And number 5, Scarlett Johansson got the ChatGPT voice, like that sounds just like her, taken down. She says she was shocked and mad after hearing it because she denied the company's offer for her to voice it. In the film Her, where she voices the AI robot, what is the name that she gives herself?
I didn't see that movie. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Thank you.
Denise only got 2.
Not great, Denise. Let's see how I do. $3,600.
No.
Number 1, American Thank Idol you. Recently wrapped its 22nd season. This was which American pop star's last season judging?
My ex-girlfriend, Katy Perry. That's, she's leaving the show.
Yeah.
One on the road.
He's never actually dated her. Doesn't know her. Never met her. Actually, no, we interviewed her.
We did meet her.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Wonderful person.
But did not ever acknowledge
we
that you guys were in a relationship.
Wonderful relationship after that call.
Number 2. Over the past few weeks, hip-hop artists Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been beefing and letting out a whole lot of diss tracks. What popular Canadian high school drama was Drake on in his teen years?
Degrassi High.
Yes. Number 3, the sequel sitcom to Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, recently aired its last episode. Who played adult Sheldon in Big Bang Theory?
Jim Parsons.
Yes. Number 4, McDonald's in the UK has removed the smile from their Happy Meal boxes to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay.
What's the name of the McDonald's mascot who wears the black and white striped outfit with black mask?
It's the Hamburglar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And number 5, Scarlett Johansson got the ChatGPT voice that sounds like her taken down. She said she was shocked and she was so mad after hearing it because she denied the company's offer for her to voice it.
Mm.
In the film Her, where she voices the AI robot, what does she name herself?
Oh God, I only saw it one time. I'm going to take a shot and I'm feeling Samantha.
It was Samantha.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
I was in love with her in that movie. The most in love with her I was in any movie, and she's not in the movie.
It's a, like, she's a robot.
It's a really well-done picture.
All right, I'm sorry, Denise. Uh-huh. 5-2 today, that's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
She's not an robot. Okay, she's an operating system.
Whatever.
She's wonderful.
It's Denise, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,700 tomorrow, Anna.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.